Barry Howard Mencken. What is the government, anyway? Answer. Our government is made up of dozens of special interest groups with the same zip code. If you share the widespread view that our government exists to serve the best interests of the nation as a whole, it will of course sound like treason to suggest a major dismantling of government agencies. However, the public has little appreciation of the special interest groups that control our government. I'm not only talking about the political action committees, POCs. I'm thinking about the L agencies themselves, the people and institutions our tax dollars are supporting. I live in Santa Clara County in the city of San Jose in California. I've watched in horror as my country, state, county and city is quickly taking on the appearance of a third world banana republic. Our leaders believe in government for the people, but in many cases the people are increasingly becoming special interests, family and friends, in addition to themselves. Special interests with the aid of other government accomplices are quickly taking more control over bureaucrats and spineless politicians. As crime, illegal immigration, China virus restrictions, censorship, victimization and divisity extortion, homelessness, inflation, overbuilding increases, quality of life and our economy dramatically decreases. Much of this devastation is caused by wasteful, unnecessary, bad, naive, inept, idiotic failed policies championed by the radical left wing and minorities. These squeaky will special interests continue to run over weak politicians and trample our Constitution to get the oil needed to keep their divisive, unwanted, illegal anti-American, narrow agenda bulldozer pushing blindly ahead. The idiotic but still in place, failed, unchecked, unscientific policies masks for children, of an inept, unelected county health officer destroyed many business and disrupted and set back the education and socialization of our children for years. But, at least we know her policies will end, not because the facts on the ground changed but as we see in blue states all over the country the political climate is awakening to the reality of how divesting, naive and corrupt the blue state efforts were and want change now. But what will continue to destroy all levels of government if major change does not happen is the cancer caused of these special interest parasites to democracy and common sense if they are not stopped. Today let's just look at some of these unwanted, unnecessary, anti-American leeches being paid by taxpayers to inject their ridiculous poisonous policies right back into the county of Santa Clara and city of San Jose. In the future I will deal with the state and federal government. Look at your own cities and identify these wasteful, unnecessary, agencies that should be eliminated for the damage and misinformation they spread. Did you want to support these left-wing and victimization and divisity activists, and their radical agenda? Did you know these agencies are being supported by your taxes? County of Santa Clara. Immigration Relations. Climate Collation. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transvestite, queers. Cultural Competency. Women's Policy. EEOC. Equity and Social Justice. Gender-Based Violence Office. If we do not pay attention, these parasites will continue to sap our treasury, destroy our moral fiber, and devastate our country's future.